Felipe Rose is the American Indian guy in The Village People. This week he donated the band's gold record for his 1978 hit song YMCA to the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of the American Indian. Mr. Rose is a Lakota Sioux, and the museum says his presentation of the gold record fits into its mission to commemorate diversity among contemporary American Indian cultures. We also think they just kind of like the song. Who doesn't? Felipe Rose joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being
with
us.
Thank you for having me.
I did not know until we prepared to do this interview that your father, as I understand, grew up on the Lakota Sioux Reservation in South Dakota. And there's a phrase for people of a mixed background, a shadow walker.
Shadow walker, walking into worlds.
Yeah.
Meaning that, you know, knowing my tribal ways, but living like in the large city off a reservation, and how all of this came to becoming, you know, what I am.
So now, do I understand it that, like, you were the first person to wear the costume and everyone else decided to develop?
I was dancing around New York City dressed that way, my hair long braided, and these guys from France were looking for an idea to put together.
This is a Jacques,
Jacques Morali and Henri Belolo. And, you know, they saw me in one club and then another. And then the one guy said to the other, look, this could be a great idea. We could put together a band.
The cowboy, the construction worker, the police officer.
The cowboy is really from South Dakota, so he's a cowboy, you know. Yeah. And when they came with the concept, I just thought, this guy's on drugs or something. This is like kind of Halloween-like, you know. And then the first single was actually Macho Man.
Oh, which like was Macho, Macho Man.
Right. Oh, and, yeah. Of course, YMCA being an afterthought to finish the album. So mm-hmm. on a lunch break, the producer asked us that he saw on the building in Chelsea in New York, YMCA. He didn't know what it meant. He asked us, well, guess could say EMCR. And we thought, what? It means Young Man's Christian Association. He easily said, oh, bon, we have a song, Young Man. Da 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 da, and they wrote it in 10 minutes,
oh,
and
God.
We just thought, oh God, here comes another bad song. But I don't know, now everyone does it. Even yeah. Elmo sings YMCA.
See that? Not as well as you,
but it's good. It's cha-ching. It's good cha-ching money that always yeah. comes in for your lifetime in royalties.
Yes.
And you know, then to say that we can continue on where most groups have stopped, you know, now we're touring with Cher. Because she's like a piñata, you know. She dresses up in all these amazing clothes and wigs. And she cracks us up because, you know, she's got a good sense of humor about herself.
Yeah.
So it's a marriage made in heaven.
Can you give us some idea of what it means to you to have that record there in the museum?
It was odd, you know. They kind of thought, well, we'll have to find out if it's okay. And they, sure enough, the entire board thought it was cool. That's the word.
Felipe Rose, a founding member of the Village People, this week he donated the band's gold record for the hit song YMCA to the National Museum of the American Indian in Washington, D.C. I think we've waited long enough. Hit it. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.